From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. A convoluted collaboration between Richmond's Mtwawa and Tokyo's Facial Mess, the Mtwawa mess-ups is uncompromised experimental noise, transcendent and yet concretely foreign, displaced into a primal category of vigilance, inelegance, menace, and malcontent. There's no doubt about it. Drum machines and synthesizers are radically changing African music. On one hand, they're making large ensembles rarer and more uneconomical than ever, but on the other, a new generation of musicians is employing today's musical technology in surprising and tradition-enhancing ways. Ghana's Bolo Anafo sings in Frafra and plays the Kalogo, a two-stringed lute with a calabash used as its body and resonator, but fast-forwards Frafra traditional music by adding drum machine rhythms and synthesizer keyboard and bass lines. The trance-like music that results really is, quote, ancient to the future. Richmond-based musician Matthew E. White makes orchestral soundscapes where educated echoes of excellent music form a southern humidity sluice, a river of iced tea, water falling off a big rock candy erosion, with complex emotional vocals that evoke the southern Gothic style. The music is pitch-perfect beautiful in every standard of measurement, production, rhythm, dynamic choices. Brazos conjures an opera, an obscure jazz album, and a New Orleans jazz funeral procession. Father and son Tim and Jeff Buckley were burgeoning musicians with their talent cut short by tragic deaths. The Copenhagen Tapes, recorded live in 1968, is the only record of Tim's I Don't Need It to Rain, which captures ambling at its finest soul-worn, soul-crush survival stasis. Buckley's use of double bass and vibraphone adds to the aesthetic, and the quality of the record betrays an ancient find, a treasure buried. And son Jeff Buckley's Sketches from My Sweetheart the Drunk, released posthumously in 1998, has the warm crackle of a roaring vinyl, songs sounding wonderful finished, though they were only at the stage of scrap paper. Tempest, the long-awaited first album from doom metal band Lycus, is the proverbial phoenix from the ashes, a remarkable, formidable debut. With the bold but sober choice for only 3 extended tracks, at 11, 9, and 20 minutes respectively, Lycus prove that their temperament, bearing, approach, and goal is mature and pure, for the play's the thing, and Tempest is an impeccable 3-act production. Not only does Tempest follow the rule of thirds within its frame, each song does as well. The result is a combination of phasic, stepwise, regular architecture, and seemingly formless musical dexterity that is effortlessly conducive to listener involvement. The Jesus Lizard's 1991 album, Goat, is another post-hardcore production victory for Steve Albini. Goat is bacchanalic. The confused relationship between frontman David Yao and his narrative subjects is chillingly executed, with both third-person omniscient and first-person perspectives. The third person, Then Comes Dudley, works best as a distasteful Ambrose Bierce-esque grotesquerie, an incident. But when Yao assumes character in a first-person song, as with Mouth Breather and Seasick, he vomits that simply squabbling nastiness of humanity. Golden Horns is a best-of collection from Boban and Marko Markovic, father and son horn players from Serbia, that's curated by Robert Soko, one of Europe's leading Balkan Beats DJs. Contemporary Balkan brass music is the product of a confluence of influences, including Roma musical traditions and the Ottoman Empire's military bands. Today's Balkan brass music is complex and innovative and at the same time fabulous for dancing. Golden Horns is an ideal introduction to one of the world's outstanding ensembles. Watchers from the Abyss, a split between Richmond's Mtwawa and Tokyo's SEAL Team 666, is variegated experimental noise, truly split between artists very different in their approach, but there's a constructive dynamism bridging these opposing halves. Mtwawa's work is spacious, as always. Standout Tar Pit Sacrifice is dangerous, self-aware, and clinically sleek, a turntable lassoing a sonic seismograph. SEAL Team are harsher and glitchier, like blenders consuming all of the songbirds in the world, or the twitching gears of a clock collapsing. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, Crate Divers care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.